play the G-Run Blues for you right now.
Knowing no heart.
Bill Monroe is known as the father of bluegrass. You're not quite sure who the mother was. They've been searching for her for years, but Bill started in the 30s with his brother Charlie as a duet, the Monroe Brothers, much like us, actually a lot like us. But they weren't as old then.
they didn't get along as good.
Yeah, that's true. But like that first song was Feast Here Tonight, that's a Monroe Brothers song. And between 1936 and 1938, they recorded 60 sides for the Bluebird label, 78 RPM records. You can go on eBay and perhaps snag one of them right now if you care to get on your iPhone and look for it. But I guess they had kind of a little sibling rivalry going on because they broke up the act at the end of 1938, and each brother formed his own band. Charlie Monroe, the lead singer and guitar player, formed a band called the Kentucky Pardners. How many of you have heard of the Kentucky Pardners?
Yes!
It's one. No, several. And Bill formed a band called the Bluegrass Boys. How many of you heard of Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys? All right. I guess we can see who won that contest. But, Bill got on the Grand Ole Opry, I think, in 1939. And he experimented with different instrumental combinations of different musicians. And even had an accordion player for a while. Around 1946, he hired a young banjo player from Shelby, North Carolina, named Earl Scruggs. And his band already included Lester Flatt from Sparta, Tennessee. Very smooth singer and great rhythm guitar player, played with a thumb pick. And he had a wonderful bluesy fiddle player named Robert Russell Chubby Wise from Florida. And Cedric Rainwater played the bass. And the way these gentlemen played music kind of made the prototype for what we call traditional bluegrass. So we'd like to do one of the tunes from their first recording session in 1946, that classic bluegrass band. If you've never heard that band, check it out. It's some of the best music ever made. This is a song they recorded. It's called Toy Heart.